For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Wednesday morning to you all. I feel like I'm in Ireland. Top of the morning to you all. Oh, I pray you're doing well. You know, when we record these shows, you'd have to realize it's early morning. You can get giddy, you know what I mean? After you're staring at a microphone and you're reading your notes, and I'm totally into it. Don't get me wrong, I'm full on into this, but kind of get a little slap happy behind the microphone. So, top of the morning to you, wherever you are. Hey, we are in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. I finished yesterday reading an excerpt about the composer, George Frideric Handel, and how he wrote Handel's Messiah, and it's called the Hallelujah Chorus, isn't it? And how he was just at his wit's end, ready to give up, but yet there was something in him. He believed in that musical piece, and he finally finished it off. And for the rest of our days, we will be singing and standing to the Hallelujah Chorus. Well, Paul is also writing something so that the believers at Ephesus, and actually if this was a letter in circulation, all the churches wouldn't lose heart. And I want to go over those steps with you as well. Number one, he's saying in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, I pray that out of his glorious riches, God's glorious riches, that he will strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So now what's Paul doing? Man, he's about to give these guys strength. He's on his knees. He says, I bow my knees to the Father. Paul always used prayer as a solution. Oh, I love prayer. And so do you. I know you do. So he's bowing his knees and he says, I'm praying that God would grant you to be strengthened with power. Where? In your inner being, the inner man, where God lives. And here's what it literally means, that he would infuse his own strength into your inner man, his own strength into your spirit. In the Greek, the word spirit is pneuma. It literally means the breath of life. And what I want you to do right now, if you feel like you're kind of like losing hope, you know, needing to get a grip, ask God for a new infusion of his breath of life to you right now. Father, I'm asking that my brother or my sister who's listening at the sound of my voice would receive, would ask you for, and then receive a new infusion of your strength, your very breath of life into them once again. That they would drink once again of the river of your spirit of life, which is you, because you live inside of them, inside of us. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. My brethren, do you realize what we just did? We just did what Paul prayed, that out of the glorious riches of Christ, he would strengthen you, strengthen me, into our inner being with his breath of life, that we would literally just drink in, receive this infusion of his very breath. It's like mouth to mouth. Excuse me, but you know what I'm saying. It's like I need resuscitated. God will do that for you. I bet he already did through our prayer. Let me know. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.